Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin on daf Nun Aleph. As we continue our travels through the second parak of Maseches Kiddushin, about another month or so to Seder Nashim. And then we get to the whole new world, Rav Hashem, of the Babas. Okay, but every day in Kiddushin is a whole new world as well. So let us get to where we're up to. Ba'amineh daf Nun Amabez. Ba'amineh, about 6 lines up from the Mishnah. Just one ha'ara on the last line that we said yesterday. We discussed about Sivlonos. If the chassan sends the kala Sivlonos presents before the marriage, after the marriage, it depends where it's done. So the last case was maybe, or even in a case where most people have kiddushin first and then ksuba, and then emiyat have ksuba, and then most people have kiddushin and then send Sivlonos, and then emiyat has Sivlonos and then kiddushin. So you might think you're choshish for the emiyat that if you see Sivlonos done, so then they're not married. Kamash Balan, we pointed out that Tosfos notes that this is unusual, that you have a Ma'od Tema, usually Ma'od Tema, and therefore you should be more Machmir. But here Tosfos says, no, this Ma'od Tema is Lakula, and you find some examples like this in Shas. The Sharm Sian of Alacha notes here, we're going to have a few of his comments today, that usually Bizman Azeh, this whole discussion was about Sivlonos versus Kiddushin, Bizman Azeh, what do we have? Sometimes we have Sivlonos, like during engagement, right? So you have Sivlonos, but nobody's choshesh that that's Kiddushin. So you have to know, based on society, based on what people do, so that's, it'll depend. So this halacha, you know, might not be the exact same thing today, because it might depend on exactly what people do of that society. Okay, let us continue. Says the Gemara, Ba'i minei rev acha barav huna me rava. Let's say a woman comes into the shuk and she's holding her ksuba. Mahu. So do we say that she's married? She has a ksuba. Right? We know that a ksuba is not a marriage document. Ksuba is a list of the obligations that a husband, you know, commits to his wife now and forever. So do we say, though, but a ksuba has to do with marriage, so the is written generally in proximity to the marriage. So do we say the fact that she's holding a ksuba, that she's married? Yesterday she was a penuya. Answers Rava, just because she's holding a ksuba, does that mean she's married? So he obviously feels no. Just because she has a ksuba, maybe it was written beforehand. So that's why he said they're not married. It's my havela. What do we hold? So Amar Ravashi biyaser the mekachi v'hadur kasvi ksuba chashina, and in a place where first they did kiddushin and then they wrote the ksuba, then you're choshesh, because if she had the ksuba, it must be the kiddushin took place already. Kasvi v'hadur mekachi, if they wrote the ksuba before kiddushin, lo chashinan, we're not choshesh. So they ask the Gemara, mekachi v'hadur kasvi pshita. Obviously, if it's in a place where they do kiddushin and then write the ksuba, and now she's holding the ksuba, for sure they're married. So lo tzricha d'lo shchiach safra. Now maybe it's a case where sofrim aren't always readily available. So therefore what? Ma'o detema safra hu disrami. She's holding a ksuba. Maybe they plan to get married in a month from now, but they didn't know whether the sofer was going to be there in a month or not. So therefore they just chopped him while they can. He happened to be in town now, so they wrote the ksuba, but really they're not married, even though it's a place where usually they do the kiddushin before the ksuba. Kamash Milan, you don't have to worry about that, and if she has a ksuba and it's in a place where they first do kiddushin, you can assume that she is married. Good. There might be, again, this is all seems to be about umdana, and we're guessing if she has a ksuba, do we say that they're married or not? Maybe it also has a little bit to do with the nature of ksuba. Is ksuba itself part of, you know, it's not a marriage document, but is in any way connected to kiddushin itself or nisuin? If you remember, we mentioned that the rat machlokas in the beginning of ksuba is davyud, whether ksuba is darais or ksuba is darabanan. So we pass ksuba is darabanan. Yet, all the Rishonim note that in our ksuba, we say the lashon of the chazi lechem daraisa. The money that's right to you be daraisa. So some Rishonim say, oh, that means money that is money recognized be daraisa, but it doesn't mean he has to give a ksuba be daraisa. And others give different, so others say take out the line. So, but one idea, the Rav Rosenzweig suggested, that we brought in many rias to this, we mentioned an article in the Beis Yitzchak, that even if the details of ksuba are derabanan, but the idea of ksuba and the commitment is daraisa, and it's part of connected to the marriage. Because if you look at the Rambam in the Koterot, the Hilchos Yishus, what's the mitzvah? Rambam Paskus, remember, against the Rush, that marriage is a mitzvah, not just puravu. It's not a hashem of marriage. So what's the mitzvah? So the Rambam writes, Lisa Isha, b'ksuba v'kiddushin. That's how he defines the mitzvah. So what does ksuba to do with it? Ksuba is drabanan. To get married with ksuba and kiddushin. Right? So, and then the Isser. Shelo tibayil isha below ksuba b'kiddushin. What do you mean? Living with your wife without a ksuba is an Isser d'Rabbanan. What's he talking about? But yet, he feels the need to mention in the koteret, in the title of the mitzvahs, mentions ksuba. So there might be some type of ksuba connection, even d'Araisa. Right? And he says, also, he says later on that just because there's no ksuba, don't think that they're not married. As if we would think such a thing. So, you know, it sounds like that there is some type of connection between the ksuba and the marriage, even though the details are the Rabbanan, but that is the issue of the Rambam. Maybe that's something behind this discussion here as well. If she's holding a ksuba, what do we assume? Okay.
What's her taina in all this?
What's her taina? She says, I'm married.
She says,
let's say she says she's married. But we're going to have later on, though, on Daf Samachay, where even if the husband and the wife both say they're married, they're not married unless we know for sure, unless they're Edom. So here, even if they both say they're married, we're not going to trust them unless it's a case where we assume that the marriage was done, like if Kedushin happens first.
What's her incentive to say that she's married? I'm not sure that I'm saying the case. Is it, she's Nishtuk, she has a ksuba, and what, somebody else wants to be a Kaddish?
She has a ksuba, okay, yeah. You know, let's say the Kedushin from somebody else. Do we assume that she's married to the first guy? That's always the nafka mina given. Next Mishnah. I go over to a mother and daughter and I'm a Kaddish them as one. Meaning, what does the Rashi say? I go over to a mother and daughter and I go over to my neighbors and I say, you're both married to me. So what's the halacha? You can't be married to a mother and a daughter at the same time. If I go over to two unrelated women, so that's fine as long as they give enough money, because you know you can be married to these two unrelated women. But if I go over to two related women, a mother and a daughter, or two sisters, I can't be married to two sisters. Two brothers can be married to two sisters, but one person can be married to two sisters. He goes over and says, "You're married to me." And in Mekudash, neither of them. The marriage doesn't work for either of them. Umaisa, we'll see why in the Gemara. Umaisa, b'chabis nashim is a case about five women. There were five women, two of them were sisters. And a man gathered a basket of figs. The figs actually belonged to the women. And happened to be the year of Shemitah. Why are these details important? We'll have to see. Not today. And he says, all of you are married to me with this basket of dates. And one of them accepted the dates for all of them, with the figs for all of them. The sisters are not married. In other words,
the other three are.
The other three are married. The sisters are not married. Because again, you can't marry the two sisters at once. So therefore, that part falls away. And we don't say, Nimsa, Chelek, Mehan, Pasol, then the whole thing falls away. The other ones... The other ones are still buried. Thank you. Okay, says the Gemara, Minani Mili. So what's the makar? What's the makar if you go over to two sisters, or a mother and a daughter, that you're not married to either of them? What's the makar? So 2 days in the Gemara. First, we try to quote a pasuk. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama. Rabbi Bar Chama says, interesting that in the Pirush of Mishnayos, the Rambam quotes Rabbi Bar Chama, even though it doesn't seem to be the accepted opinion in the Gemara, but that's the one he quotes in Pirush of Mishnayos. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, to Amar Kra, it's a pasuk. The Isha El Achosa Lo Sikach Litzror, a wife, a woman, and the sister, one should not take Litzror to bind to them. But we darshin HaTorah Amra, the Torah says, B'shashan Asu Tzaros Ulazu, at a moment when women become Tzaros, meaning co-wives to each other, meaning at the moment that he's trying to marry both of them, Lo Yeh Lo Likuchen Afilu Ba'achas Mehen. That's Lo Sikach Litzror, Lo Sikach. It shouldn't be a Likuchen, it shouldn't be a marriage, Litzror, at the time that they're becoming Tzaros Ulazu. So it's a drasha. A drasha from a pasuk is the makar. So he asks the Gemara, that doesn't work. Amalei Arava. Rava says, no, it can't be. Ihachi, if it's true. Hainu Tosip. But what is the pasuk regarding that case say? V'nichrus ranafashos ha'osos mikarev amam. That this kares, if you live with your wife's sister. So what do you mean? Ikidushon lo tafsi ba kares mi machayiv. But if the case of the pasuk is a case where you tried to marry them both at the same time, and therefore it didn't work, so why you chayiv kares then? Neither, you're not married to either of them. So they're both penuyas. There shouldn't be chayiv kares. So, kares mi machayiv. So therefore, Elo Amar Rava, Rava says a different shot. It's not based on a pasuk, it's based on a svara. Kra, b'zachar zeh. The pasuk that we quoted is talking about the case of zachar zeh, meaning you married one woman, and you're fully married. And then you try to marry her sister, so that's an isur kares. and Masnisan, but our Mishnah, which you try to do them at once, Kid the Rabba. It's like the Sheet of Rabba, Dama Rabba, as Rabba says, Kol She'eno Bezeh Harzeh, Afilu Babas Achas Eino. The principle of Rabba that says, if you anything that you cannot do one after another, if it doesn't work one after another, it doesn't work at the same time either. Right? That's the Shita of Rabba. If you try to do something, if I can't marry my wife's sister after I marry my wife, so that if I try to marry both of them at the same time, neither of them work. That's Rabba's principle. Call Shina Bazah Haseh, Afil Basah Hazena. Period. 2 points on this principle. 3 points maybe. The Tosas Rid. First, the Tosas Rid says, 1 minute. Don't we have a principle of Ein Isser Chal Aliser? Our principle discussed, we're going to discuss it hopefully more at the end of Maseches Kedushin. Ein Isser Chal Aliser. One Isser cannot be Chal on another Isser. If something's already Aser to me, it can't become more Aser. Unless, right, there are 3 ways it can be. One of the 3 ways that we say Isser Chal Aliser is Isser Bas Achas. If they're Chal at the same time, so then it does work. Then it does work, right? When I get married, at the same, let's say, my brother marries my sister. I'm sorry, my brother marries my wife's sister. So it ends up 2 brothers marrying 2 sisters. Then where it talks about, to me, now that woman was already Achos Isha, does she become Eishes Ish also? So that's a Shaila because that's one after another. But if 2 Isurim are Chal at the same time, then we say Isur Chal Isur. Various cases given. So ask for Tosfos Rid, what do you mean? But how do you say that? We just said, if it can't be Chal Zachar Zeh, it can't be Chal Basachas. That undermines the whole principle of Basachas. Ra'isi Makshin Bazeh. Hari Isurim da Amridon Ein Isur Chal Isur. Ve'isnu Basachas. Tebe Isur Basachas. Chayiv Shtayim. So the answer is the Tosfos Rid. Let's see what he says and let's figure out what he means. Ve'ein Zeh Kushi Shaklum. It's not a kash. Something that a person answers himself. Kagon kidushe aachios, vahamaisros. Kidushe, right, get marriage. And saying something that has kudushas meiser. Bein meiser, dogged by meiser, hated vlach toda. Any of the cases that we're going to talk about in the next Dalmud. Yesh lomar zu asvara. By cases where the person is in control of the iser, where he creates the iser, then you can say this principle. Tabahai dein iser, chalal iser, bebne shekfaru muzav yomid. If you created one iser, you can't create another iser on this. Kagonesh is ach, machach nas is achuzisha. Right? My brother's wife. And then it becomes my wife's sister. If I marry 2 brothers, my 2 sisters. Oh, achuzish v'achach rasa eishes ach. Aval kishaboyim biyachad. But if they're both eishes ish and eishes ach, if they come together, chayef shnayim, dahiminayim afkis. Which one are you going to say is no good? Right? V'im tomar kol shenim, and then he quotes, that's the answer. What does this mean? So the way Rav Shaftar explained this, this Tosas Rid, was that, whenever there's a chalos that's, we've had this chiluk before, but whenever there's a chalos that's created by you, so that's when this principle applies. You cannot create an Isser at the same time if you cannot create it one after another. But if it's a chalos that's chal memela, that it happens, as the Torah says it's Isser, so then we say that you can have an Isser chal bebas achas. Right? We add that chiluk by shlichus and by tanai, you can only make a shlich atzai that you're in control of. By chalitza, the heter is memela. That's what the Gemara says, you can't make a shlich on chalitza. You can't make a tanai on chalitza, because that's not something that you create. By kiddushin, by gerushin, you do create. So that's the answer the Tosas Rid gives here to that question. That's question one. Second idea is also in Rav Shechter, in the first page of Bikvei Hatzon, the first Amud. He says, he quotes the Rav, or Soloveitchik, who says, what's the pshat of this line that you can't be Makadosh 2 sisters at once, and that even though it can't work Zerach HaZeh, therefore it can't work with Basachas? So he says, it's something specific to Kiddushin. It's going to apply elsewhere, but by Kiddushin it has a special pshat. And that is, what is Kiddushin? Kiddushin inherently is, to be mekadesh achos ishto, to kaimelon ain kedushin tosin ba'arayos, ain ze bebnei she isha asher he erva ain it tesis b'chalos isos. Doesn't just mean that there's no tefisas kedushin by achos isha. Ela she gedra alacha bezehu she e efshe lios la adam da'as she kazeh. It's impossible for a person to have the da'as to marry 2 people that he can't be married to one after another. Lekadesh as achos isha. Umemele yesh lomar, therefore we say if a person is trying to marry them 2 at the same time, there's a tarti desasri in his da'as. You can't be married to these 2 people, and therefore, whenever there's a tie to the sasri, we say the whole thing falls apart. And that's why they're not married. She's tied to the sasri of Das Adam, but la daita mikol vachol, v'nechshav kai gavna, ki mekadesh b'li das. If you get married without having proper das, so then we say, it doesn't work. He says, maybe that's pshat of Reb Chaim. What Reb Chaim? You gotta look at Reb Chaim in Hilchos Nedarim. We quoted this Reb Chaim at the end of Maseches Nedarim. The Rambam says, let's say if I say to my wife, who made a neder, kiyem umufalach. right? Your neder is mekuyam. I say it's good. Umufar and I'm mefer at the same time. Kim umufar lach. So what's the halacha? So the Rambam says bebasachas it's mekuyam. If I say kim umufar lach, it's mekuyam. So ask the Magen Mishnah. Ask all the mafarshim. One second. Don't we have a principle of koshein b'zechas zefil basachas eino? Meaning, if I can't do something one after another, I can't do it at the same time. So if I go to my wife's neder and I say I'm mekayim your neder, it's good. I can no longer be made for it. I can no longer be made for it. So when I do them at the same time, they should both fall away. It shouldn't be mekuyim. It shouldn't be mufar. It should be like it was beforehand. Why does the Rambam Paskin in Hilchos Adarim Perakid Gimel Alacha Chaf Beis? Why does he say that if you do kiyam and hafar at the same time, it is mekuyim? So says Reb Chaim, maybe the principle of Kol Shein B'Zachar Zeh doesn't apply to Hafara and Hatara. Why? Because when does Kol Shein B'Zachar Zeh, what is that principle about? It's about Halacha. It's about if I can't do A and then B because there's a Halacha that's being violated. Meaning, I try to marry my wife's sister after I'm married to my wife. Why can't I? Because Halacha says I can't. Halacha says I can't marry my wife's sister if I already married my wife. But what about a case where I go to my wife's neder and I'm made for my wife's neder? And then I try to be mekayim it afterwards. Is that a problem of halacha? Halachically, because you're already made for it, therefore you can be mekayim it. Says the Rav Chaim, no. It's because once you're made for another, it doesn't exist anymore. It's not there. If something's not there, that's why you can be mekayim it. Not because kol she'ein b'zachar zeh afilu b'zachar zeh eino. It's just because it doesn't exist. That's not the principle of kol she'ein b'zachar zeh. Kol she'ein b'zachar zeh only applies to halachic impediments and not to mitzius, reality impediments. So that's the that's Reb Chaim on the principle of Kol Shein B'Zachar Zeh, Afilu B'Zachar Zeh. You might say something similar, I thought maybe so to Reb Chaim, and that is Kiddushin by definition is supposed to bring you closer. But maybe we'll get to that in Tosfos in a minute. We'll say something more. If Kiddushin is not bringing you closer, so then it's anti-definitional to the Kiddushin, and therefore it doesn't exist. Therefore it falls away. But maybe we'll get to that a little bit more in the Tosfos coming up. What? Bon Kechad. Give the other Bon Kechad. You have to see how that works out. Okay, one more final pshat. I said there were three things. There's the Tosfos Rid, and there's Reb Chaim connected to what the pshat was saying, and finally the Ran. The Ran here notes, why is this different? We say, the Gemara says in Maseches Tumura, if I go over to an animal and say, Harizu Tumuras Ola, Harizu Tumuras Shlamim. Right, if I say that, then it has Kedusha, Right, so and even though once you say it has part kedusha of this and part kedusha of that, even though if you say harizu tumuras ola first and then you try to change it to a shlamim, that's called the iser of tamura, and that doesn't work. So what's the difference between the cases? So says the Ran on daf chav beis on aleph in the daf arif. Afakav damrina harizu tumuras ola tumuras shlamim harizu he tumuras ola tumuras shlamim. If you try to say it's both. Afakav the bezar chazeh doesn't work. Why? They're shiny. The efshar l'shneim lachub basachas. Really, you can make this animal half and half. You could sell it and make it half an ol and half a shlamim. So animal inherently can be both. A woman cannot be married to two men, and two sisters cannot be married to the same man. So that's why it's different. Anything that could be chal, really half and half, would work. And that's what we're going to see again on the next moment as well. Okay, that's Rabba's principle. Kol she'ein b'zachar zeh, if it can't happen one after another, then it can't happen at the same time either. So, Eisvei Abaya asks, we have a couple of kashas on this principle. Hamar bebemeiser peirosa. Hamar bebemeiser. If somebody takes off more meiser than he's supposed to, we know truma does not have a shear from the Torah. 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th are all suggested for a mita benoni tzaddik rasha. But really, as we said, chita achas poteres zakri. We're going to have that actually later on in about a week, right? One chita is gets rid of it. So truma, there's no shear b'daraisa. Meiser. There is, Meiser, hence the name, Eser, right, a tenth. So let's say you took off more. Let's say you were supposed to take off 10%, you took off 20%. That's the case that Rashi gives. So what's the halacha? Peirosa of misukanim. So your fruit are fine, meaning it's not tevel anymore. The Meiser, right, you took off the Meiser, and therefore it's no longer tevel in your field. But then what you give to the Levi, you Meisosa mikukalin. But what the Meiser, in quotes, that you gave to the Levi is problematic. Because in here, you have Meiser, which is the tenth, and the extra tenth somewhere in here is still Tevel, because you didn't take off Meiser from that section, right? You didn't designate it as, this is the Meiser for that, and that's not Tevel anymore. So therefore, it's Mikol Kalin. So ask the Gemara 1 minute, Vamai. Why is this? You should say, it doesn't work. Why? Because if I go to my field on Sunday and take off Meiser, 10%, and then I go to my field on Monday and say, okay, this is also Meiser, it's meaningless. I already took off my iser. So it doesn't work one after another. So it shouldn't work at the same time either. And just say, neither am iser. You should say, peirosa v'ra mesukan. You should say, the whole thing is still tavel. It didn't work. Answers the Gemara, no. Amalei, shiny meiser. No, meiser, peiros is different. Why? Because it's possible that what you meant by taking off 20% is really that every half a kernel it has Kedushas meiser. You don't mean, so you don't have half of the grains or meiser and half, excuse me, are not meiser, but really, it's Yisla Chatzoyim. The Amar Tiskadish Palga Dechitza Kitsha, right? Because if you say, you should be Mekadish every half a piece of wheat, it's Kadosh, no? So the Ritva says, as if he said it. As if he said it, and therefore that's why it would work here. And why? Because it can work. Bebasachas, it can work. Maybe you only took off 10%. We can look at it halachically as if you only took off 10%, and you weren't marbe meiser, and that's why it would work. But it's still a problem for the meiserosa mikul kalin, because in here you have half grains that are tefa. Next, the hare meiser. Try to let's meiser behema. Okay, forget meiser. Dagan, we finished that. What about Maiser Behema? The Lekha Lachatzon. What's the Maiser Behema? Every 10th sheep, right? I put through the fence, which we'll talk about more in a second. And the Lekha Lachatzon, you can't give half a sheep to the Kohen. Maiser Behema is you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. The Lekha Lachatzon, right? Maiser Behema, there's a question whether you give it to the Kohen or not. There's no Pasuk Beferish. Then it goes, Bechor goes to the Kohen. There's a Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, I think. It talks about the Netziv points out that it goes to the Kohen lechatchila, but really it's not. Straight you bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. So very meiser behema to leka lechatzon v'leka. Right? What do we say in Karbanis every day? What should we say in Karbanis every day? Right? What do we say at the end of Ezeil Makoman? Right? We have all the different Karbanis, and in the last one we talk about we throw in the Bechor v'meiser v'pesach. Right? Chachim kalim she does b'chavakam bazar. The shechid is anywhere. V'dama damatanach. They only need one zrika. But their eating is different. Habachar nechal kohanim, v'ha'maiser l'chaladam. So b'feirush, you see that the bachar is only but kohanim, and the maiser is everybody. Because is there l'chadchila? That's the netziv. The netziv at the end of Pashas B'chukosai notes that maybe there's l'chadchila to give it to the kohen. But other than that, we say not. Anyways, you have maiser here. So maiser behema d'leka l'chadsam v'leka b'zecharzeh. You can't give half a behema, and it's not b'zecharzeh. You can't make a zecharzeh. Meaning after you declare one of your animals the tenth. After that, you can't declare another one of your animals the tenth. And yet, the Amar Rava, we know that halacha is yatzu shnayim ba'asiri v'karan asiri. And let's say both of them go out. Or how do you give meiser behema? You send one animal out of the little hole in the fence, and the second animal, and the third animal, and fourth animal. Let's say number two of them went out. Number 10, you took out 9, and then two of them go out at the exact same time. And the Ritva says this is according to the opinion that that's possible. F. Charlotte Samtsame, as it's called. It's possible that two things happen at the exact same moment. So, let's say they both go out at the same time. Vikaran Asiri, Asiri Vachadasar, Vikaran Asiri, comma, right? And you called them both the 10th. So what's the halacha? Asiri Vachadasar, Muravin Zebazet. So the 10th and the 11th, the 10th and the 11th is really mixed up in this too. And Rashi explains what you have to do. One of them's a shlomim. But what do you see? Again, something that doesn't work one after another works by Basachas. Kashan Rabba answers the Gemara. No, shiny Maisa Behema. Again, Maisa Behema is different to Isa Batos. We already know that Maisa Behema is easier for something to become Maiser, because even if you make a mistake, they both have the status of Maiser. There's not, because the Mishnah says there in Bechoros, Karol Tashi Asir. Maybe you made a mistake. What if you call number 9 10? Ula Asiri Tashi. And then you call number 10 9. And then ulachadasar kara asiri, and then you call number 11 to get 10 because you started again. Shlashta mekudashin, they all have klushas meiser, right? So if you see it's betoas, even if you make a mistake. So if you see it's even if you make a mistake, so that's where there's more flexibility in terms of that. So even if asachas might work. I thought that I always mentioned. I think every time meiser behema comes up in the Gemara. So those out there, I'm sure in my shul I've heard it. In my former shul I've heard it, but those might not have heard it yet. It's always worthwhile to mention. Rav Pam. Rav Pam, one time somebody came to Rav Pam. Rav Pam was asking him for tzedakah, he should give to the yeshiva, and he says, you know, it's a lot of money. But he quotes this story, not for Rav Pam, he quotes a story from Rav Blazer Gordon, Rav Shiva of Tells in Lithuania. So one time he went to a wealthy industrialist, and, you know, Rav Gordon asked him for a certain amount, and he says, that much? I don't know if I could give that much. So Rav Gordon says, let me ask you a question. You know the halacha ma'aser behema? He says, sure. He says, what's the halacha? What do? You send them through the little hole in the fence, and you count 1, 2, 3. But, the 10th one, you put a red paint on, and then you give it. Yes, Rav Pam, wouldn't it be easier? Yes, Rav Laser Gordon. Wouldn't it be easier just to count up all your animals, and then figure out what 10% is, and then give that amount to the going? You have 1,000 animals, so give 100 of it. You have to go 1, 2, 3, 4. Just give 10% of your animal. You have to go this whole ceremony for it. He says, you know why? Because sometimes it's hard to give tzedakah. You know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do? 1 for me. 2 for me. 3 for me. 9 for me! Okay, 1 for Hashem. 1 for me. 2 for me. 9 for me! Right? You have 1,000 animals. 100 I have to give. If you count as many as you get, and then give the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Laser Gordon got him to give the tzedakah. That's the message of Maaseh Behemah. Realize what we have. Weiter, third wide line. Bahari Toda. So what about Karbat Toda? The less of a Toda. So Karbat Toda, you don't have betalas, meaning we know a Karbat Toda goes with, you have to bring with 40 loaves. If you bring 40 loaves and then the next day you want to give more loaves to the Karbat Toda, so it doesn't work. It's not bezacharzeh, v'lesanai bezacharzeh, and it doesn't work by mistake, and not at one after another, v'itmar, and yeah, we know, toda shishkadal shmonim chalos, let's say you shecht your toda with 80 loaves, you're supposed to only get 40, 30 are matzah, 10 are chametz, right, that's why you don't bring a carbon toda on Erev Yom Kippur, or an Erev Pesach, or on Cholamoy Pesach, Cholamoy Tzukas, you save as well as soda, right, but on Cholamoy Pesach, you don't. Right, because it's in the chametz. It's in the chametz. So let's say you have a toda that you shall have 80 loaves. So chizki amar kachil arba midach shmonim. 40 out of these 80 have kedusha. Rabbi Yochanan amar lo kachil arba midach shmonim. Rabbi Yochanan says no, none of them. So it's a kasha on chizkiya. How can chizkiya say it wouldn't work bezal chazer? So why does it work even bebas achas? So lavid merala amar Reb Shimon Levi. No, didn't Reb Shimon Levi explain the machlokas as follows? Hakol modim kol echad amar kachil arba midach shmonim kachi. If the person would have said 40 out of these 80 loaves should be kodesh with kedushas karban toda, that works. Lo yikdashu arbam ela imked kachi shmonim lo kachi. If he says the only way this is going to work if all 80 are kodesh, then for sure it does not work because of Rabbi's principle. Lo nechle guela bestam. The machlokas says if he doesn't say anything, he just says kachi these. He brings these 80 loaves. He doesn't specify what he means. So mar savar rechizkiya holds lachrayis kamachavin. Really, he means 40, but he wants the other 40 to be achrayis, to be, you know, if something happens to the first 40, these will be backup. And therefore, the first 40 are kosher, are kadosh. Umar savar lekarbon gadol kamachavin. And the Rabbi Yochanan says no, he has kavana for 80 loaves, and if it doesn't work. Karban Toda only has 40 loaves, not 80 loaves, and therefore, that's why it wouldn't work. Let's just finish for a minute. For Rava, Lama Lashniya Karaba. Why did Rava originally? Rava was the one in the previous Lama that brought in Shitas Rava. Why is he quoting Rava? Typically, Kedusha Shebisur and Labia Ninu. Why doesn't he quote Lashita so as we're about to have a major machlokas that this marriage is not Masa Labia? Meaning, if I go over to two sisters and say, you're both married to me, I can't live with either of them. I can't be with either of them, and Rav is going to hold in a minute that Kedushin, that does not create a heter bia. So therefore, it's not a Kedushin. Kedushin Shein Mesurin Labia. It's not a Kedushin. So why didn't he just quote that? Why did he have to quote the Rabbah? Quote his own Shita. So L'dvar Rabbi Bar Chama Kamar. So no, he's answering for Rabbi Bar Chama, whose Pasuk was knocked out right after the Mishnah. So that's what he quoted, the extra Makar. But he, extra Svar. But in Chinami, he could have quoted his own Svar. The Ritva here just adds about Karban Toda. Why don't we say, right, the Gemara says, Toda is not Betoa, it's not Bezacharzeh. What about Chatzoin? Could Toda be Chatzoin? Why can't we just say this Toda is different because half of the loaves? The answer is it can't be. Because the Gemara says in Menachos that we know out of those 40 loaves, right, there are four types of loaves. Just read Parshas Saf. Four types of loaves, 10, 10, 10, 10. One out of every 10 goes to the Kohen. And you're not allowed to give him half a piece. You got to give him a whole challah or a whole matzah. So therefore, you can't say half is kadosh, because if you say only half is kadosh, then the other half is going to be chulin lazara. It's going to be havas chulin lazara, and you're not allowed to bring chulin lazara. This relates, the Ritva doesn't quote it, but this relates to a fascinating machlokes in how to understand the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Shechita regarding the issur of bringing chulin lazara. V'lo behema v'chaya belvad. Not only animals are you not allowed to bring into the azara, chulin lazara. Ela kol chulin otzer lachnitzin lazara. Afilu, so we would have said, even a chair you can't bring it, right? Not just animals, but what's the Rambam say? Afilu, and you got an 8-column Mishnah Melech. Afilu basar shchuta o peros vapas, even shechted meat, fruit, and bread. Im avar vechnisan mutar machilu kshayu. You're not allowed to bring it in. If you bring it in, there's still mutar to eat. But this is the isra of chulin azara. V'dvarim elu kulan dibre kabalahein. So the question is within the Rambam. Is the Rambam saying, this is Bezer Machlokas Rishonim, the question is, what does the Rambam hold? Some Rishonim say, the Isra of Chulin Lazara is only something that's Ro'i al Gabi HaMizbeach. There's no Isra Daraisa of bringing a table into the Azara, even though it's Chulin. Only something that's Ro'i al Gabi HaMizbeach. So animals, or flour. So what is the Rambam, so that's Machlokas Rishonim in Chulin. So what does the Rambam mean here? He says, anything, even shechted meat and fruit and bread. So the Mishnah Lamelech here is a machlokes, but some say maybe the Rambam is specifically only something as well as Gabi Amazbeach, because bread, carbon toda, fruit, bikurim. So there are items that are brought to the Mizbeach, so therefore maybe it's unclear exactly if the Rambam is giving specific examples, or he's just giving examples, and it's lav dafka. Okay, next. Itmar, says the Gemara. Kiddushin she'in mesurin labiya. Kiddushin that are not masur labiya. Right, kiddushin that do not create a heter for bia. Abaye amar have a kiddushin, Rava amar lo have a kiddushin. Abaye says it still works, it's a kiddushin, and Rava says it's not a kiddushin. As we'll see, Belashem, not today, but tomorrow, Jason will do it with you. This is one of the yalkagams. This is one of the yalkagams. Generally, the halacha is like Rava, except in six cases in Shas, the halacha is like Abaya. And this is the kuf. Yalkagam. Kuf is kiddushin mesur labiya. There's a machlokas about some of them. The lamed. What's the lamed? Tosfos and Erevin discusses what the lamed is. But some of them are clear. So kuf is kedushin mesurin labiyah, and this is one of the alkagams as we'll see tomorrow. But anyway, abay amar habi kedushin. It works. However, lo habi kedushin. Amar Rava barahina azvroli. Barahina explained to me. Rava says the reason for my shita, why it's no good. Kikach ish isha uva ala. You marry a woman and you have bia kedushin mesurin labiyah habi kedushin. Kedushin mesurin labiyah lo habi kedushin. So it's based on a drasha. Interesting, the Gemara does not feel the need to quote a makar for Abaya. It only quotes a svar for Rava. Abaya is as if, oh yeah, that's just obvious. You know, if you would have, what would you have said is obvious? Anyway, that's the Gemara. Very important Tosas. Tosas on top. Tosas quotes Rashi. But then he says, one second, Kedushin Seim Mesurin Labiya is not a Kedushin. What happens if a Kohen marries a Grusha? What happens if you marry a Chayvi Lavin? You marry a Mamzer? Kedushin Utofsin. Right? Even though it's not Kedushin Mesurin Labiya, it's also to live with this woman. Kedushin Mesurin Labiya, so why does that marriage work? So Tosas has an important yisod. Tosas says, what does Kedushin Mesurin Labiya mean? It means where the Isser was created through your Kedushin. Not where you have Stam and Isser beforehand, right? A Grusha is married to a Kohen before the Kohen does anything. That he tries to marry her? Okay, it's still Isser. But what does Tosas say? Kedushin Mesurin Labiya Klomar Sho Isser Habiya Al Yedei Kedushin. Right? Because you marry your sister, that's why your wife's sister because you marry your wife's sister becomes usher to you. It's because of that marriage. Right? Beforehand they were both mutter. That is the yisod of Tosfos. Ask the Avni Miluim, and Reb Chaim quotes it. One minute, we have a sugya called Breira. We have a sugya called that sometimes, even if something is not clear at the moment, later on it can become clear. Let's say it's on Shabbos, it's right before Shabbos, I don't have time to take off my Isser Sheni from my cup of wine. So let's say I say, you know what? The wine that's left in the cup afterwards, that's going to be my Isser Sheni. Oh, and then you can drink it, and whatever's left, it's not clear which drip of wine is going to be my Isser Sheni. Breira! Breira, we pass Nish Breira by the Rabbanan, not by the Raisis. Huge sugi all over Shas. Whenever it comes up, we're somewhat scared, but you got to do it. Mesechas Erevin, Mesechas other places where it comes up, Mesechas Gittin, we had it. So Breira, say, ask the Avni Milum, why don't we say Breira here? Why is this Kedushin Mesurin Labiya? Go over to two sisters, marry them, and then tomorrow you'll say which one you meant, and which one you pick one. And Yesh Breira. So why don't you say that Breira works here? That's the Avni Milum's Kasha in Simon Mem Aleph, and he does not answer it. Ask the Kasha, he does not answer it. He said, I don't understand why. At the beginning. On the next page, he does answer it, which sounds a little bit like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says it in one line. Where's this Reb Chaim? It's in the Hosafos at the back of the Gracha Lashas. In the Hosafos, it's Simon Yud Beis. He quotes this Avni Miluim, and he says, based on Tosfos, what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says it's that the Kiddushin Mesurin Labiya means that the Kiddushin creates the problem. Kiddushin creates the problem. What does that mean? The Kiddushin in general has to create a heter. And even by Breira, you don't look at it as if the Kiddushin created the heter. It's the Breira that created the Heter. Later on. It's not the Kiddushin that created the Heter. This relates to what we alluded to at the end of the year yesterday. Do you say certain things that go into by backwards in Lamafreya? Is it Lamafreya, Lamafreya, or Mekana Lahaba Lamafreya? If you say the idea of Lamafreya, Lamafreya, then what do you mean? Breira is the Kiddushin. It's as if it never happened. Mashenkin, if you say Mekana Lahaba Lamafreya, if that's how you view Breira, then it's not totally, you look back as if it never happened, but Beshaito, you still didn't say that it happened, then it's not the Kiddushin that's bound here. Right? The Etzem Maisa Kiddushin Lo Mesurin Labiya, Elamitan Breira, Lo Mikri Mesurin Labiya, Tabina Shei Mosur Mitzad Etzem HaKiddushin. That's Reb Chaim, and Avni Miluim says something very similar. It's that the Shas Kiddushin, it didn't work, so therefore it is not a problem. So again, one might add hashkafically, that's what I was alluding to before, Kiddushin has to be Matir. Kiddushin has to be a matir to you. If the Kiddushin doesn't allow you to live with her, that's it. It's anti-definitional. It's not going to work. Kiddushin has to be leading to the process of Yisuin. There is a Das Yachid in the Rishonim that after Kiddushin, the woman is Aser Mida Oraisa to the Chasen. That's a Shita Yeshana and Abu Dram in Meseches Ksubis, but we generally don't hold that way. They would have problems reading, figuring this out, because if you say that, so then every Kiddushin doesn't allow you to have the Bia. They have to figure out how to read this Gemara. But 98% of Rishonim hold that after Kiddushin, there is no longer an Issa Daraisa to live with this woman, so therefore she's anxious to everybody else, but not to the Chasan. So that's why Kiddushin is supposed to be the first stage of leading you closer, and if not, it's anti-definitional. Okay, so now the Gemara says... What about Brera by the case of Meiser? But you were Marba Meiseris.
Yeah.
You gave more on purpose. That was the Havamina. You wanted to give more than 10%. It's not that Brera, you gave 10% from somewhere in here. That would be Brera. You wanted to give more. And now the Gemara answer from our Mishnah. Tanan. You're trying to marry your a mother and a daughter, or two sisters, ka'achas at once. They're not married. If you say to a mother and a daughter, one of you are married to, that it would work. Only if you're trying to marry both of them, it wouldn't work. But if you marry one of them, even if you don't specify which one, it would be mekudeshes. Right? Raya to Abaya, Kasha and Rava, via right? You didn't specify, so it's us, or each one might be the mother or the sister of the one you're really married to. But you have to do Rava. So I'm like, Rabbi says, what do you mean? What about the second half of the Mishnah? Right, the story of the five women. And there are two sisters amongst them. There was a basket of figs that was theirs, but it was Shvias. You're all married to me with this basket. And what does the Mishnah say? The sisters are not married. The sisters are not married. But the non-related sisters, non-related women in this group of five, they are married to. Hey Chidami, what exactly is the case here that the Mishnah is saying that they're married? If the man says, you're all married to me, kulchem, so kani, so does it really, is it kone? It shouldn't work. Isn't it a case where, in Babasra, we have the case where you say to somebody, you and the donkey over there should each be kona something. And obviously, the donkey's not being kona anything. So if the donkey's not being kona anything, the whole thing falls apart. So here too, but if you say kolchem, just because the sister, since the sisters cannot be married to you, then the whole thing should fall apart. Lo kana. Okay, says the Gemara, Elolav, so says Rava, what must be the case of the Mishnah? Da'amalu achas mikem. It must be a case of one of you. V'katani and achas mikudashos. And yet, it says, even if you say one of you, that both sisters are no good, but you abaya, according to you abaya, it should be good, because kedushim certainly be a good kedushim. So, each part of the Mishnah is difficult according to one of the shitas. So, la Rava kasha resha, la abaya kasha seifa. So, the Gemara answers according to each one. Abaya matari sultame, Rava matari sultame. Each one is matari, it's according to their own opinion. Abaya matari sultame, abaya who says that kedushin are that are not misrun labia is still a marriage. He explains the Mishnah as follows. Hamakad, ishishu, ubito, ishavachos, ka'achas, inim kudashos. If you try to marry both of them at once, it doesn't work. But one of them, it would be good, even though you don't know who. But still, it's a good. It's still a marriage. V'im Amar. But if he specifies haruuya labia tiskadeshli, if he specifies the one that I can live with should be married to me, then even a buyer would agree in him kudashus because you made it tonight. Umay tsunami. And there's a story like that too. B'chamish nashim uvenshle achios v'likid echad kalal shal te'enim v'amar haruuya li mikem tiskadeshli. That's the ukimta of the seifa where he says whoever is fit for me from you will be married to me. V'yomer chachal meinachis v'kudashos. So that's why it doesn't work. That's how a buyer can read the entire Mishnah. The Rava Matari Sultame, and Rava also can read the entire Mishnah. Hamakadish Achas, Rava who holds Kedushin Shemesur and Labia is Loavi Kedushin. So, Hamakadish Achas Meisha Ubito, Achas Meisha Vachosa. If somebody tries to marry one of a mother, daughter, or two sisters, Nase Kimi, it's just like Shekidish Ubito, Isha Vachosa. Like you try to marry both of them, Kachas Vinim Kudashos, because it's not Mesur and Labia, it's no good. Umay Sanami, and just take the Seifa Kipshuto. Bechamish Nashem Uvench Dayachios, the Seifa, you try to marry the five women. Velikid Echad Kakosha Tainim, Vamar Hari Kulchem. Right, all of you. You and one of the sisters should be married to me. The sisters are not married because it doesn't work. It's kedushin se'in mesurin le'bia. Fine. Tashma. Next case. Mishnah says later on, Hamakadish is Bito Stam. A man accepts Kiddushin for his daughter. It doesn't specify which daughter he accepts Kiddushin for. Ein HaBogros Bechlau. The Bogros, the older daughters, are not included. They're not in daughter because they're not in his Rishus. HaKtanos Bechlau. But we would assume that all the Ktanos daughters would be included. Even if he has 10 daughters. V'yamai, Kiddushin Mishra Labi Aninu V'tiv to the Rava. Another Kasha. How could the Mishnah say that he accepted Kiddushin on behalf of all these young girls? Right? The Chasa cannot live with any of them. Amalacha Rava. Chachamai Eskinen K'shein Shem L'Gdolav K'tana. Rava says, no, that Mishnah is only where he has 2 daughters. He has 2 daughters. He has 1 older one, 1 younger one. So the Mishnah says, it's not the older one. Ein HaBogros Bechlal. So it's just the younger one. It's only one. The Gemara says, HaBogros K'tani. It says plural. The Bogros are not included. So, no, my Bogros the Alma. No, it means the Alma, meaning all the men in the world that do this, none of their older daughters are included. But each one only has one. Ihachi Maila Memra. If that's true, then what's the Chiddush? If you say the Bogros is not Bechlal, there's only one girl here. One Ketan, and she's married. It's Kedushin of Mesur and Labiyah. It's not even a Mesur and Labiyah. So, no. Hachamai Eskinan de Shavite Shliach. The case is where he has one younger daughter, but the older daughter already said, Abba, if you see a good guy, you know, accept Kedusha for me, please. The Shavite Shliach, the older one, made the father a Shliach for her. So, Ma'od Tema, so you might have said, Kimakaba Kedusha Yadadad Didoka Makaba. So you might say, in that case, he's accepted Kedusha for the older daughter. Kamash Malan, now we say not. The Loshavik Inish Midid Islay Hanamine. A person does not leave something that he would get benefit from and do something that he would not get benefit from. So, by Kedusha Ketana, he gets the money. He gets the money. So, therefore, we say, that he wouldn't do it. The Ron says, you know what you see from here? Let's say Reuven sent Shimon to buy him some land. And then Shimon turns around and says, Reuven, thank you, but I bought it for myself. So in that case, we trust Shimon. Why? Because he gets Hana. And anything you get Hana from, you know, overrides something that you're just doing for somebody else. That's what he said from this Gemara. He says, unless Reuven said, buy me that piece of land, a specific piece of land. So then the Ron says, he's specifying, so it must be that he's really going to do his shlichus. That's what the Ron says here. Okay. Email. So it says the Gemara, that's why we assume that he acted on behalf of his younger daughter, because he gets to keep the Kedusha Kasef. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Milo askina darmali Kedusha lididach. Maybe that Mishnah is included in your case where the older daughter says, marry, get married for me, and you can keep the money. You can keep the money. That's our deal. Abba. So Gemara says, still, afilo hachilo shavik inish mitzvah de ram yalei va'avin in mitzvah de lo ram yalei. A person doesn't leave a mitzvah that's incumbent upon him to do a mitzvah that's not incumbent upon him. And taking care of your younger daughter is a mitzvah that you should do. Ask the Ritva 1 minute. Didn't we learn on the first daf of this parak? Asur lo adam sheikadish bito ketana. Right, you can't. You're not allowed to. You're right. The Torah allows it, but you're not allowed to. So says the Ritva, it must be a case where the ketana is old enough to express her das. Right, and that's why, right? Maybe it means na'ara, and it's only ke'or, that's the second day, and it's just called ketana in contrast to bulgaris. So those are two pshatim that the Ritva gives. But it's also, what's the mitzvah here? What's the mitzvah? Rashi, last skinny line in Rashi, derami alei dichsiv, that's benosechem tenu la'anoshim. Right, it's a mitzvah derami alei, right? Quoting a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, but it wasn't Yirmiyahu. So look at the Gilgal Hashas, says ayin ksubis nun beis amabes. Ayin ksubis nun beis amabes. So if he says to look this, you got to look there. So nun beis amabes, it talks also about ksubis banadichra in a totally different context. And it quotes a pasuk to say, it's not a svara, it's a pasuk. And the Gemara says, do'oraisahu, dichsiv, and it quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Chunashim olidu banim ubanis, etc. And the Ritva there says, sometimes the Gemara will call something do'oraisa, even though it's only based on a pasuk in Navi. Hanami do'oraisa, the Ritva there, pirish, ksubis nun beis amabes, mitzvah do'oraisa himi divrei kabbalah. Avalochova. Right, so that's it's a mitzvah daraisa from different Kabbalah. So we say daraisa usually means from the Torah. He says daraisa can have a more klali meaning. That's the Ritva over there. So a person would only do the mitzvah. That's what we assume he did the younger daughter. Bogaris. Sorry,
why does it apply more to Ketana than a
Bogaris? A Bogaris is independent. She's not in the Rishos of the father. She's not in the Rishos of the father. That's not considered a nesina. Not considered a nesina of the father. She's getting married herself.
Is that more worried about the
Bogaris? Oh, so the Shram Siyana Balacha says, Shram Siyana Balacha here says, nowadays, people are more worried about their older daughters than about their younger daughters. Right? So he says, maybe it was switched. Dover Zelomi Shaktana Mukudeshas Vadai, Yev Shaloma came bismanenu. Upukhazi, the Zahirum Mishtalam Biosil, Hasi Agdolos Shibigdolos, Vialatsir, who married Adai Yishlosman. The Karavina Makamakomos, he quoted the Chasam Sofer in the past, that anything that's totally on Tchunas HaNefesh, Nishtana Lagarmi B'meshach HaGolios. Things could change over time. Say for this halacha, might not apply B'zman HaZeh this Mishnah, said the Shram Zeran Balacha, because, right, the Metzias is different. People are more worried about the older doors. Toshma, The Mishnah says later on, let's say I have two daughters from two different wives, right? I have four daughters. And the man says, I was Makadish, my older daughter. Which one does that mean? Does that mean the oldest daughter? Or does it mean the older daughter from the younger wife that I have? Or maybe it's the younger daughter from the older wife that I have? Who is older than the older daughter from the younger wife? Lamaisa, three out of four of my daughters might be called the older one, because they're older from somebody. So the Gemara says, Kulan Asuros, they're all Asur Misafek. Maybe the father accepted Kedushin for them. Chutz Miktanas Shabaktanas. Except for the youngest daughter. Dear Rabbi Meir, question mark. So again, you see, this is Kedushin Shem Misur and Labia. It shouldn't be good according to Rava. So Hacha Mayaskina, Kashahukru Lubasov Nazarvu. No, that case there is that the father knew who he accepted marriage for. Hukru, who was Nikar. And then he forgot. Then he forgot, so that's why it's different. Deikanami, and there's a riot. Tony, what does it say? Eini yodea. Vok Tony, in yodua. Shvami, it says, I don't know. Not that it wasn't known. Fine. Ihachi malameh, and then what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? Of course, if there's three girls here, and one of them is your wife, and two of them are not, then you can't marry any of them, because each one might be the sister of your wife. So, la'afuki midi Rabbi Yossi is coming to say against Rabbi Yossi to Amar. L'machazinish nafshi l'sveika. Rabbi Yossi holds that a person never gets himself into a safek, and therefore, he obviously, if he says my older daughter, he must have meant the oldest daughter. Kamashmalan against that. L'machazinish nafshi l'sveika. A person does sometimes get into sveikas. That is the principle. Tashma. Try to do one more. Tashma. Mishakidish achle b'sheachios v'niyadea ezakidish. A person marries one of two sisters and he does not know which one he married. No sin get lazu v'negat lazu. He has to give a get to each one. Mishdim misachas yivamis. Alright, so again, it's kedushin misur labi if you marry one of two sisters. So Gemara answers, hakamai eskina kashigur lupsof nazarbu. The same thing. That no, you knew which sister you married and then you forgot. So that's why it, is asr. Dekanami, the same thing. Dektani en yodea v'lok tani en yodua. Right? So again, it says doesn't say en yodua, but en yodea. Again, what's the chiddush? Then seifa tzrichalei. No, the seifa of that mishnah is the chiddush. What's the case? Again, a man marries two women, and he's not sure which one. So, which one of the sisters? So, meis v'lachechad. Let's say this guy who was married to one of these two girls dies, and he has a brother. So, cholis l'shteni has to do chalitza to both of them, because each one might be eishas ach. Hayu lo shnayim. If there are two brothers, echad cholis v'echad miyabim. Then the first one does chalitza. And the second one does Yibam, because once the first one does Chalisa, the woman is not related to anybody. But the first one cannot do Yibam, right? Why? Because this woman might be Achos, right? Achos Zukukaso, right? Achos Zukukaso, therefore the first one cannot do Yibam. Im kadmu v'kazu yim esi no sam yadam. But if he did do Yibam first, and then the second one did Yibam, so then we don't make them get divorced. V'dafka michlis v'hadu yavume. Right, but the generally, we only allow chalitza first and not yibum, because, as I mentioned, because there's no downside. Avu yavume v'hadu michlis lo. But if you do yibum first, we would not allow it. To kapaka b'achos zekukaso, because there's a chance that you're marrying your achos zekuka. But if once you did it, we say that it is okay. Why? If they both do yibum, why do we say the second one is okay? Because Rashi quotes from that Gemara there amazingly, once the second one did yibum to the real Zakuka, so then that connection disappears, and Mamela, you're allowed to be, the first one is allowed to stay married, because it's no longer Acha Zakukaso. Right? Lama Freya, it disappears, and now she's just a regular, unrelated woman. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow is Yalkagam, some Shemitah issues, and Kitsha Begezel, important sugya on Daphne Bezim and Aleph on the bottom, Kitsha Begezel, and get into Kachi Kachim and Kachi Kalam. Fun sugyas on the bottom of Nubezim and Base. Okay, we'll stop here. Agun Chaydesh.